my special gratitude, thanks to Father Alois for his presence and being the main celebrant of this Mass.
Și posibil să-mi chvalim gospodu Osnoju, Aloisiu Osnoju, da je z nami in da za nas mašuje, da je glavni voditelj Maše.
In spite of your busy program, you found some time to be with us. Thank you.
Kljub temu, da imate tako velik in natrpan program, ste našli čas in ste z nami. Hvala vam.
I can understand that the provincial has many, many busy schedules.
Veste, kot inšpektor oziroma provincial imaš veliko dolžnosti.
You know, there are three reasons I am so happy here in this mountain, Kurečo.
Glejte, sam pa bi omenil, zakaj sem srečen tu na Kurečku. Tri je glavni razlogi so
Number one, the love of the Slovenians.
Prvič, ljubezen do Slovencov.
Of course, then. Then the presence of Mother Mary, Queen of Peace.
Drugo, seveda prisotnost naše Mater Marije, Kraljice Miru.
Experience the peace.
Se posebej...
There is a hospitality of the Salesians.
Tretji razlog pa je ta gostoljubnost Salesijancev.
Hallelujah. Of course, I also belong to the Salesian family.
Tudi jaz pripadam večji salezijanski družini.
There are many congregations with a Salesian spirituality.
Veste, veliko redov na svetu je, ki imajo to salezijansko duhovnost.
Not only here I experience their hospitality, also night time staying in the Salesian house.
Poglejte, jaz tukaj namreč prenočujem pri salezijancih v njihovi hiši.
So, with these three reasons I feel joy, powerful here.
In ob vsem tem se počutim veselega in močnega.
I thank God.
Hvala Bogu.
I praise God.
Slavim Boga.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I was preparing from morning till now for the inner healing service we are going to have after the Mass.
Poglejte, že od zgodaj, od zjutraj se pripravljamo na to, kar se bo sedaj dogajalo po sveti maši, torej na molitev za notranje ozdravljenje.
And believe it is Jesus who heals our souls.
In verjemite, Jezus je tisti, ki zdravi naše duše.
That is the love of Jesus.
To je ljubezen 2000
years before he saw all our wounds and took them on his body and died for us on the cross.
Poglejte, pred 2000 leti je Jezus že videl vse naše rane in slabosti in jih nesel na svojem telesu na križ.
So when we pray for healing, inner healing especially, we are coming in faith to claim the blessing, healing already he brought 2000 years before.
Poglejte, ko pridemo torej k molitvi za ozdravljenje oziroma notranje ozdravljenje, se sklicujemo na blagoslov, ki nam ga je Jezus že zdavnaj pred 2000 leti pridobil.
In other words, we are already been healed 2000 years before.
Z drugimi besedami, mi smo bili že ozdravljeni pred 2000 leti.
Now in faith we come and receive it, claim it.
In sedaj po veri prihajamo k Jezusu in to ozdravljenje sprijemamo, in nam sklicujemo.
This Jesus we meet here on the altar in the Eucharist.
In tega Jezusa mi srečujemo tukaj na oltarju pri sveti maši.
And this inner healing we can have it every day during the Mass.
In poglejte, vsak dan lahko izkusimo to notranje ozdravljenje, ko smo prisotni.
So open our heart and put our all faith in the Eucharistic Lord.
Zato odprimo svoje srca in vero položimo v tega evharističnega gospoda.
Always God wanted to be with man.
To je gospod, ki je vedno želel biti s človekom.
In paradise God was with man.
Poglejte, že v raju je bil Bog s človekom.
But by sin man went away from God.
Ampak zaradi greha je človek šel proč od Boga.
Again God came as a man and lived amidst us.
Ponovno je Bog prišel in kot človek živel med nami.
His name was Emmanuel, God with us.
In njegovo ime je bilo Emmanuel, kar pomeni Bog z nami.
Sinners went to get forgiveness.
Poglejte, grešniki prihajajo k njemu, da bi dobili odpuščanje.
When the Pharisees were condemning the sinners, he said, I will not condemn you.
Ko so farizeji grešnike preklinjali in jih zavračali, je Jezus rekel, jaz vas ne bom preklinjal.
Now people who are possessed, sick, were going and touching him and power was coming and setting them free and healing them.
In poglejte, ljudje, ki so jih imeli v, bi se reklo, v posesti različni demoni in ki so imeli druge bolezni, so prihajali k njemu, se ga dotikali in bili osvobojeni in ozdravljeni.
Jesus came to this world to preach the gospel and to heal the sick.
Jezus je prišel na ta svet, da oznanja veselo novico in da ozdravlja bolnike.
The whole ministry of Jesus can be concluded into these two. Preaching, healing, preaching, healing.
Zato govorimo, da je celotno Jezusovo poslanje poslanstvo zoženo na ti dve osnovni, ozdravljanje in oznanjevanje.
Casting out demons was a part of healing service.
Poglejte, če je izganjal hude duhove, je bilo to del ozdravljenja.
And Jesus said in Luke chapter 4, 18,
in Jezus je rekel, Luka, četrto poglavje, 18. Duh Gospodov je nad menoj,
to preach the gospel,
da oznanjam blagovest,
to heal the sick and liberate people,
da ozdravljam bolne in da osvobajam zasvojene.
So the Holy Spirit was at work in Jesus.
Sveti Duh je bil torej na delu v Jezusu.
Through the Holy Spirit he was doing healings, miracles, wonders.
Kajti po Svetem Duhu je Jezus delal čudeže, je Jezus ozdravljal.
And he wanted to be with all men all over the world.
In hotel je biti z vsemi ljudmi po vsem svetu.
He came not only for the people in Jerusalem or Galilee.
Poglejte, ni prišel samo za tiste ljudi, ki so bili v Galileji ali v Jeruzalemu.
He came for the people in Slovenia also.
Prav tako za vas v Sloveniji je prišel.
That's why on the day before his death,
zato na dan, preden je umrl,
gathering the apostles around,
je okoli sebe zbral apostole,
taking the bread and wine, he instituted the Eucharist.
In je vzel v roke kruh in vino in je ustanovil Evharistijo.
This is my body, this is my
blood. Rekel je, to je moje telo, to je moja kri.
This is me, this is I.
To pomeni, to sem jaz.
Yeah, he wanted to continue living a mystery through the Eucharist.
Da, hotel je živeti skrivnostno življenje med nami po Evharistiji.
So every day he's coming, emistas, body and soul.
Zato njegovo telo in njegova duša vsak dan stopa med nas.
And giving the power of his body and blood for us to experience.
In daje nam svoje telo in svojo kri, da ga izkušamo, izkušamo njegovo moč.
And there we have healing, liberation, power, strength.
In v tem najdemo osvobojenje, najdemo ozdravljenje in moč.
How share with you many of the Eucharistic miracles.
Poglejte, veliko je teh čudežev, ki so se zgodili med Evharistijo.
I told you once when I was praying for a Hindu family.
Gotovo se spominjate, govoril sem, ko sem molil za eno družino, Hindujci so bili.
I brought the ciborium amidst them.
Med njih sem prinesel cibori. Čutili so, takoj so čutili, da je nekaj močnega, privlačnega kot magnet med njimi.
The man was not baptized, a Hindu, came and touched the cibori with his hand.
In to je bil človek, prišel je tja, ki ni bil veren, niti ni bil krščen, niti nič, ampak se je dotaknil ciborja svojo roko.
And suddenly he felt something like current, the electricity passing through him.
In začutil je, kako da gre skozi njega neka elektrika.
He had a boil on the forehead.
Imel je na čelu je imel znamenje.
And he had asthma, skin disease.
Torej imel je tudi z astmo in razne bolezni.
He was immediately healed.
In v trenutku je bil ta človek ozdravljen.
His wife and two children were healed.
In tudi žena in dva otroka sta bila ozdravljena.
And later they became Catholics.
In kasneje so postali katoličani.
They go around giving testimony saying there is power in the Eucharist, power in the Eucharist.
In sedaj hodijo okrog in pričujejo, kako močna je Evharistija.
I have told my own testimony with you.
Tudi sam svoje pričevanje sem vam povedal.
I was a heart patient.
Bil sem pacient in bil sem bolezen srca.
My open heart said, je vas fixter.
Torej, dogovorili smo se že za operacijo, za datum operacije.
But during a mass, Jesus healed my heart.
Ampak med sveto mašo je Jezus ozdravil moje srce.
It is 20 years, I have no problem with my heart.
20 let je od takrat in nimam nobenega problema s srcem.
Jesus is alive.
Jezus je živ.
And let's come to him and receive his touch.
Zato pridimo k njemu in sprejmimo njegov dotik.
It is there we receive inner healing, physical healing and power.
Kajti ob tem mi izkusimo telesno ozdravljenje, notranje ozdravljenje in Kristusovo moč.
And he comes to our past life and take away the guilt, the wounds of our lives.
In povabimo ga v svoje življenje, v preteklost, ne on vzame naše krivde, naše rane in naše stiske.
And these are days many people are going after new age.
Poglejte, živimo pa v času, ko se mnogi ljudje obračajo proti od Jezusa v new age.
There is only one person who can bring new age.
Glejte, samo ena oseba lahko prinese new age.
It is Jesus who said, behold, I make everything new.
Poglejte, to je Jezus, ki lahko prinese novo dobo, ki je rekel, poglej, vse delam novo.
Book of Revelation chapter 21:5.
Razodetje 21. poglavje 5. vrstica.
It is Jesus who brought a new age.
Jezus je prinašal novo dobo.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So let us come to him.
Zato pojdimo k Jezusu.
Open our heart.
Odprimo srce Jezusu.
And experience that new age in our personal life.
In iskusimo to novo življenje in novo dobo v svojem osebnem življenju.
And experience that new life in our families.
In iskusimo novo življenje v naših družinah.
A new life in our society, in our country.
Novo življenje v naši družbi in naši deželi.
All what we need is faith.
Vse, kar potrebujemo za to, pa je vera.
We come to him with the faith, surely we will receive the blessings he brought to this world by his death and resurrection.
Če bomo prišli k Jezusu z vero, bomo gotovo prijeli njegove blagoslove, ki nam jih je pridobil s svojim stajenjem in svojo smrtjo.
I just share with you one testimony.
Povedal vam bom eno pričevanje.
It was in the year 88.
Bilo je leta 1988.
I was giving a talk in India to a big crowd.
Velika množica se je zbrala v Indiji in njim sem nekaj govoril.
You know, in India people come in large numbers, 300,000, 500,000.
Veste, v Indiji pač se zberejo večje števila ljudi, 300,000, 500,000, a ne?
You must know, it's a big nation with 1.2 million.
Veste, to je velika država, ki ima 1,2 milijona prebivalcev.
The other day when I was coming to Slovenia, my brother telephoned me from Kerala.
Ko sem prihajal v Slovenijo, me je klical brat po telefonu iz Kerale.
I said I'm going to a country called Slovenia with 2 million people.
Povedal sem mu, ja, grem v Slovenijo, v malo deželo, ki ima 2 milijona prebivalcev.
He laughed and said, sort of like our town.
In je rekel, aha, tako veliko kot naše mesto. Ja,
yeah, in India, a town has 2 million.
Torej, v Indiji ima veliko mest 2 milijona prebivalcev.
So you can just imagine in a program like this, many thousands come to hear the word of God.
Torej, če je takšen seminar, kot je podoben tale pri vas, se zbere res velika množica ljudi.
And I was speaking loud.
Govoril sem na glas.
You know, whenever I speak loud.
Veste, kadar govorim, govorim na glas.
Many out of love came and said, Father, your throat was sick. Why you make such a lot of noise? The microphone is good.
Mnogi so mi zdaj dobrohotno želeli nekaj povedati. Ja, oče, James, če ste imeli probleme z grlom, zakaj še vedno tako na glas govorite?
You know why I speak loud.
A veste, zakaj govorim na glas?
There are two reasons.
Dva razloga sta za to.
My Jesus tells me to love him with my whole heart and full strength.
Moj Jezus mi pravi, da ga ljubim z vso močjo in z vsem srcem.
So when I sing, when I preach, I'm loving my Jesus.
Torej, kadar jaz pojem in kadar govorim, ljubim mojega Jezusa.
I do with my whole heart and full strength.
Delam z vsem srcem in z vso močjo.
Why should I keep it for tomorrow?
Zakaj bi jaz to moč hranil za jutri?
I'm not sure of tomorrow.
Se ne vem, če bo jutri.
I'm only sure of today.
Vem samo, da je danes.
Yesterday is gone.
Včeraj ni več.
I don't know, tonight I die or not.
Mogoče bom nocoj umrl.
My life is in his hands.
Moje življenje je v njegovih rokah.
For Slovenians who are rich, having plenty of money and wealth may be sure of tomorrow.
Seveda Slovenci pa, ki so malo bolj bogati, imajo veliko denarja, pa so mogoče bolj gotovi.
They have various kinds of insurance and surety in life.
Imajo razne zavarovanja in tako naprej v življenju.
But I am a poor Indian.
Ampak jaz sem pa ubogi Indijan.
But even the richest Slovenian.
Vendar tudi najbogatejši Slovenec.
After making sure of money in the bank, insurance.
Ki ima ne vem koliko denarja na banki in zavarovanje takšno in drugačno.
Having a good dinner and take a glass of Slovenian red wine.
Ima lahko čudovito večerjo in dober kozarec vina v roki.
Go very comfortably to bed, bed singing, everything is secure.
In se uleže vsrečen in zadovoljen v postelji, vse je pač v redu, a ne?
At midnight a small finished.
Po noči pa se zgodi nekaj malega in je konec.
Halleluja. That's the case about the Indian or Slovenian or German.
Torej, to se lahko zgodi Indijcu, Slovencu ali Nemcu ali komorkoli.
Yeah, one thing we don't know, when we have to go to God and give an account.
Res je, hvala Bogu, ne vemo, kdaj bomo stopili pred Boga in položili račun.
So our life, the whole life must be made up of today.
Zato mora biti vse naše življenje skoncentrirano na danes.
Today I keep no sin in my heart.
Danes nočem imeti greha v srcu.
Today I live according to God's will.
Danes hočem živeti po Božji volji.
Today I keep no anger towards anyone.
Danes nočem biti jezen na nikogar.
Today I will pray.
Danes hočem moliti.
Today I will go to holy mass.
Danes želim iti k maši.
Today I will love and help others.
Danes želim ljubiti in pomagati drugim.
Today I belong to my Jesus.
Danes pripadam Jezusu.
And thus, my dear brothers and sisters, make your whole life today.
Torej, naredite, dragi bratje in sestre, odločitev, da bo danes vaše življenje.
Hallelujah.
Alleluja.
And second reason why I say loud, I speak loud.
Drugi razlog zakaj govorim na glas pa je.
Somebody came and told me you are 3,000 people here.
Nekdo mi je rekel, ja, tukaj je vendar 3,000 ljudi.
When I look at you and speak, don't think I am only looking at you. I am looking at whole Slovenia.
Poglejte, ko jaz govorim in gledam vas, ne gledam samo vas, ki ste tukaj.
I want the vibration of my voice touch every Slovenian.
Želim si, da bi moj glas prišel do vsakega Slovenca.
And I want every Slovenian come to Jesus and to the church.
Vsak Slovenec prišel k Jezusu in v cerkev. Zato govorim na glas.
That's why I pray louder.
Zato molim na glas.
And I'm sure even after my death my voice will be here.
In prepričan sem, da tudi ko bom umrl, bo moj glas še vedno zvenel tukaj.
Bringing conversion and healing and new life.
In bo prinašal ozdravljenje in bi prinašal odpuščanje in novo življenje in spravedlenje.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So I was speaking loud.
Torej, govoril sem na glas.
Suddenly I felt pain in my throat.
Naenkrat pa sem začutil bolečino v mojem vratu.
I coughed and spat blood.
Zakašljal sem in pljunil kri.
I knew something was broken in my throat.
Aha, takrat sem vedel, da se je nekaj zgodilo, nekaj počilo v mojem vratu.
People standing behind lifted the hand, thinking that something went wrong with the microphone.
Ljudje, ki so bili zadaj, ne, so rekli, dvigali so roke, nekaj je narobe z mikrofonom.
I wanted to tell them it is my microphone which went wrong.
Hotel sem povedati, da gre za moj mikrofon, ki ne deluje.
But I could not even speak in a low voice.
Nisem mogel govoriti niti potiho.
There was a priest sitting near to me.
Potem je bil tam ob meni en duhovnik.
He came and asked me, what happened,
in je rekel, kaj se je zgodilo, oče James?
I could not even speak in a very low voice, even whispering voice.
Niti šepetati nisem mogel.
I wanted to go to the Holy Eucharist and pray.
Hotel sem iti pred najsvetejšim moliti.
In the chapel before the monstrance, young people were praying for the success of the program.
Tam so bili mladi, ki so pred najsvetejšim molili za uspeh seminarja.
So I spoke to the priest with a gesture. I put a round in the air and showed my hand.
In tako sem temu duhovniku z eno gesto po nekaj povedal. Pokazal sem krog in pokazal roko.
And he took hold of my hand, led me to the altar.
Prijel me za roko in me odpeljal k oltarju.
And I was there in front of the Eucharist.
In tam sem bil potem pred najsvetejšim.
I did not pray, Lord, heal my throat.
Nisem ga prosil, Gospod, ozdravi moj glas.
I never beg anything from him.
Nikoli nisem nič fehtal, nič prosil.
I'm not a beggar.
Nisem berač.
I am working for him. I am his employee. He is my boss.
Ampak jaz sem njegov zaposleni. On je moj šef.
So it is his duty to heal me and keep me healthy.
Torej, njegova odgovornost je, da sem jaz zdrav, če hoče, da delam za njega.
If I am healthy, I do good for his work.
Če bom zdrav, bom delal dobro.
So I told, here I am. If you want, you heal me.
Zato sem rekel, Gospod, tukaj sem, če želiš me ozdravi.
My dear people, I challenge you. You live for Jesus, work for Jesus. He will come and give you whatever you want.
Dragi moji, veste kaj, jaz vas izzivam. Ne? Živite za Jezusa, delaj za Jezusa in On vam bo dal vse, kar boste potrebovali.
You know, Jesus is a Jew.
Veste, Jezus je Jud.
The Jews are the best business people.
Judi so business ljudje, ne?
And if we join with his business, he'll take care of us.
In seveda, če bomo mi v njegovem poslu, bo on poskrbel za nas.
And you know what is his business?
Veste, kaj pa je njegov business, njegov posel?
When he was lost in the temple,
ko je bil Jezus nekje izgubljen v tempelju,
the parents went in search,
in ko so ga starši iskali,
and he said, don't you know that I should be busy with my father's business?
Je rekel, mar ne veste, da moram biti v tem, kar je mojega očeta?
What is father's business?
Kaj pa je to, kar je očetovo?
Bringing people to the kingdom of God.
To, da ljudi pripelje v Božje kraljestvo.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So bring people to the kingdom of God.
Zatorej pripelite ljudi v Božje kraljestvo.
And then you are a businessman with Jesus.
In potem boste poslovni mož, poslovna žena v Jezusovem podjetju.
God will come. Jesus will come and do everything for you.
Torej, delajte to in Jezus bo vse storil za vas.
So I was there with that attitude.
Tako sem bil tam pred Jezusom.
Suddenly I felt a power from the Eucharist touching my throat.
In naenkrat sem slišil, čutil, kako gre moč iz Evharistije v moje grlo.
I felt something like fire touching my throat.
Čutil sem, kot da se je nekaj ognjenega dotaknilo mojega vratu.
I said, praise the Lord.
Rekel sem, slava Bogu.
There were five or six priests around. They came and asked me, what happened, Father?
Pet ali šest ljudi, duhovnikov je bilo tam in so me vprašali, kaj se je zgodilo, oče?
I said, I'm okay.
Rekel sem, je že v redu, sem že dober.
I go to the microphone to continue preaching.
In šel sem k mikrofonu in sem nadaljeval pridigo.
And then I went to the microphone.
In potem,
there was a young man.
Pri mikrofonu je bil mladi človek, zdravnik.
A doctor by name Samson.
Njegovo ime je bilo Samson, zdravnik. In rekel je ljudem,
my dear people, I am a Protestant.
Dragi moji, jaz sem protestant.
My wife is a Catholic.
Moja žena pa je katolik.
I don't want to come to this program.
Nisem želel priti na ta program.
For the last 6 months, my wife was forcing me to come.
Ampak zadnjih 6 mesecev je bila žena tako vztrajna, vsak dan me je pričevala, da grem.
I came to this program only to satisfy my wife.
Zato sem prišel sem samo zato, da bo žena dala mir.
You know, some men go to church to please the wife, not to please God.
Nekateri moži hodijo v cerkev samo zato, da je mir pri hiši.
Not here in India.
Ne tukaj v Indiji.
Ne? But here men are good people, you know?
Tukaj so sami dobri možje.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he said he came to the program to preach his wife.
In ta zdravnik je rekel, jaz sem prišel na ta seminar zato, da bom ženi ugodil.
Then he said,
potem pa je rekel,
when Father James started speaking loud, I didn't like this style of speaking.
Ko je oče James tako na glas govoril, mi sploh ni bilo všeč njegovo govorjenje.
I told my wife Maria, he's going to break his throat.
Rekel sem svoji ženi Mariji, pa ta temu človeku bo počlo grlo.
Soon I saw him spitting out blood.
In kmalo sem ga videl, kako je pljunil kri.
I knew small tissues on the throat were broken.
Aha, vedel sem, da je šlo za to, da so počile male žilice v grlu.
In such cases we doctors prescribe medicine and at least 2 weeks rest.
In zdravniki v takem primeru ponavadi predpišemo zdravilo in vsaj 2 tedna počitka.
So I told my wife this priest will not preach for another 2 weeks.
In zato sem rekel takoj svoji ženi, vidiš, ta duhovnik vsaj 2 tedna ne bo mogel več pridigati.
And now he's on the microphone.
Zdaj ga pa gledam, je pa spet za mikrofonom.
If he continue preaching, a miracle happen.
Če on zdaj nadaljuje govorjenje, potem se je zgodil čudež.
I preached with the same voice and prayed over them with the same voice.
Kajti jaz sem nadaljeval z istim glasom, kakor sem prej.
At the end I told, do you want to see the miracle worker?
In na koncu sem jih vprašal, a želite videti tega čudodelca?
Go to the chapel, Jesus in the Eucharist.
Potem pojdite v kapelo in se zazrite v Jezusa v najsvetejšem zakramentu.
After 2 days, Samson became a Catholic and received communion.
In ta zdravnik Samson je po 2 dneh postal katoličan in sprejel sveto obhajilo.
He goes around telling, there is power in the Eucharist, power in the Eucharist.
In od takrat naprej hodi okrog in pričuje, moč je v Evharistiji, velika moč.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, ask ourselves.
To, dragi moji, vprašajmo se,
have we found this power?
Kako pa mi najdemo to moč?
We are Catholics.
Mi smo katoličani.
It is we, Catholics, who believe more than any other Christians in the presence of Jesus in the Eucharist.
Katoličani smo vendar tisti, ki več kot katerikoli drugi kristjani verujemo v Jezusovo prisotnost v najsvetejšem zakramentu.
Let's ask ourselves, have we found this power?
Vprašajmo se, ali zares verujemo v to moč?
Do we come to this power often?
Ali pogosto pridemo k tej moči?
Let's ask the Lord to give faith.
Uprosimo Gospoda, naj nam da globoko vero.
Also let's make decision to come often to this power.
In odločimo se danes, da bomo pogosto prišli k tej moči.
The power that flows out from the body and blood of Jesus.
Moč, ki izhaja iz Kristusovega telesa in njegove krvi.
Where we have solution to all our problems.
V tem, v njem imamo odrešitev vseh naših problemov.
Where we have healing and power.
V njem imamo ozdravljenje in moč.
Closing our eyes.
Zaprimo oči.
Putting a hand on the chest.
Položimo roko na prsi.
Let's ask for the gift of faith.
In prosimo za dar vere.
Also let's make a decision with regard to coming to the Holy Mass often.
Odločimo se, da bomo pogosto hodili k sveti maši.
Also let's ask God's pardon for the time we did not believe in the Holy Eucharist.
In prosimo Gospoda, naj nam odpusti za trenutek, ki se pravi za tiste čase in trenutke, ko nismo verovali v sveto Evharistijo.
Maybe for the times we received the communion with the mortal sin.
Mogoče smo kdaj prejeli sveto obhajilo v smrtnem grehu.
Perhaps for the time we did not behave well in the church.
Mogoče se nismo dobro obnašali v cerkvi.
Ask pardon for not even going to Sunday Mass.
Prosimo Gospoda, naj odpusti vse tiste prestopke in grehe, ko nismo šli k nedeljski maši.
As we ask pardon, let us make decision.
In ko prosimo Gospoda, odločimo se,
never miss Sunday Mass.
Da nikoli ne bomo izpustili nedeljske maše.
Not getting satisfied with the Sunday Mass, but out of love. Going often to the Mass on weekdays.
In da ne bomo zadovoljni samo z nedeljsko mašo, ampak bomo iz ljubezni do Gospoda pogosto tudi med tednom hodili k sveti maši.
My Jesus, come daily to the altar, inviting me, come eat, come drink.
Moj Jezus vsak dan prihaja živ na oltar in me vabi, pridi, jej in pi.
I should surely go for Mass.
Gotovo, moram se odločiti za pogosto sveto mašo.
Lord, help me.
Pomagaj mi, Gospod.
Increase my faith.
Povečaj mojo vero.
To this Eucharistic table, bring all your prayers.
Na to evharistično mizo prinesite vse svoje molitve.
Pray for our country, Slovenia.
Molite za Slovenijo.
Pray that Slovenia may retain the Catholic faith.
Molite, da bi Slovenija ponovno pridobila to katoliško vero.
Let's pray all those who went away from faith come back.
Molite, da bi se vsi tisti, ki so se odvrnili od vere, ponovno vrnili v cerkev.
Let's pray for our ministers, the political leaders.
Molite za voditelje, državne voditelje.
Let's pray for archbishops and bishops.
Molite za nadškofe in za škofe.
Let's pray for our priests and religious sisters.
Molite za duhovnike in redovnike in redovnice.
Let's pray for more vocations to religious life and Christian life.
Molite, da bi bilo več poklicanih v redovniško in duhovniško službo.
As we pray for our country, let's pray for all the countries in Europe.
Ko molimo za Slovenijo, molimo tudi za vse države Evrope.
Europe was Christian, but now no more.
Evropa je bila nekoč krščanska, zdaj pa ni več.
Let's pray that Europe come back to faith.
Molimo, da bi se Evropa vrnila k veri.
Europe was a roaring lion in the past.
Nekoč je bila Evropa tisti rjoveč lev.
Faith went all over the world from Europe.
Iz Evrope je šla vera po vsem svetu.
But now the lion is sleeping.
Sedaj pa ta lev spi.
No missionaries, not even priests.
Nobenih misionarjev ni več iz Evrope.
Let's pray Europe may come back to the lost glory.
Molimo, da bi se Evropa vrnila k izgubljeni slavi.
Let's pray for our Holy Father.
Molimo za svetega očeta.
Let's pray for the cardinals and all the bishops.
Molimo za kardinale in duhovnike.
Let's pray for the sanctity and unity of the church.
Molimo za svetost in edinost cerkve.
Let's pray for our personal needs.
Molimo za svoje osebne potrebe.
Maybe for a healing.
Za ozdravljenje.
Maybe for a blessing in your family.
Za blagoslov v naših družinah.
Maybe the conversion of your children.
Za spreobrnenje naših otrok.
Or maybe peace in your family.
Za mir v naših družinah.
Whatever you want personally, ask the Lord.
Karkoli osebno nosiš v srcu, izroči in Gospodu in prosi ga.
The Lord looks at your heart.
Gospod vidi in gleda tvoje srce.
He loves you.
On te ljubi.
He comes right now, amidst us, to give himself to us.
V tem trenutku vstopa med nas, da se sam daruje za nas.
Bring all your prayers to him.
Vse svoje molitve izročite
Gospodu
in svoje življenje izroči Gospodu.
Say, Jesus, I live for you.
In reci, Jezus, za te bom živel.
Lord, look upon the hearts of these people pray.
Gospod, poglej na srca teh ljudi, ki molijo.
I bring all their prayers and place them on the paten and chalice with the bread and wine.
Vse njihove molitve, Gospod, prinašam na pateno in v kelih.
As miraculously you change them into your body and blood, change these people, Lord. Heal these people. Give them all what they need.
Gospod, tako ko boš storil čudež in boš spremenil kruh in vino v tvoje telo in kri, tako delaj čudeže v življenjih teh ljudi. Ozdravljaj jih, Gospod, in daj jim vero.
Open the eyes of the blind, open the ears of the deaf, and enable the lame to walk.
Gospod, odpri oči slepim, odpri ušesa gluhim in daj hromim, da shodijo.
Jezus, 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 Jezus. Yes, Lord.
sami sebe, Gospodu, skupaj s kruhom in vinom.